Page 1. Editor's Page by Mike Keithley. Last summer, I went to a chapter meeting whose program featured a talk about how to handle falls. I wanted to hear that talk because I once fell and had a real hard time getting up. Getting old, you know. Well, I couldn't hear the speaker. I arrived without mishap, but when I entered the room, I thought, oh dear, noise, noise, noise. The chapter president greeted me, and we chatted a while. He was close, and at first there weren't many people there, but the room filled with many voices talking, and soon I couldn't understand anybody near or far. It was just a glob of noise. As for the program, it was almost a total loss. The lady was loud enough, but her words were muddied into uselessness by echoes. These situations are so common for me that I just quietly read email, patiently waiting for the meeting to end so I can go home. As a hearing-impaired person struggling with difficult meeting environments, I thought I'd sketch what I've learned about improving them and advocating for my own needs. The first thing is not to be overly upset if nothing can be done. If I can't hear, I can't communicate. Yes, I can write with a slate and stylus, and that works with people who know Braille or do tactile signing, but it's nice just to hear. And if I can't hear or do anything about it, well, I'll just bring along something to pass the time. So what can be done? Cut down on noise. Those with normal hearing are often unaware of how the ear's structure enhances their ability to focus on what they want to hear and ignore background noise. When hearing aids are worn, the situation is analogous to listening to recordings, where there can be little difference between foreground and background, and though it's true that high-tech gadgets like directional microphones can help localize sound, dealing with unwanted noise is an ever-present problem. Page 2. What is noise? As far as I'm concerned, it's what I don't want to hear when I'm trying to concentrate on a voice. I learned early that though people often understand the problem, they really don't appreciate it because they don't live with it. So if I'm going to participate, I'll have to work to make a friendly hearing environment for myself. For those of you in this situation, there are several things you can do. First, advocate that meetings not be held in restaurants. These places often have noisy environments, humming air conditioners and dishwashers, clattering dishes, people talking outside the meeting, music, and in many instances, carpetless rooms that reflect sound. Sometimes the meeting setting is just a grouping of tables in the middle of the bustle. Restaurants are fine for socializing, but they're terrible places for serious meetings. If you can't avoid meeting in restaurants, try working for a quiet small room with a carpet and sound-absorbent walls and away from the bustle of the establishment. Other bad sound environments are those rooms in senior centers that don't have carpets and have walls that reflect sound back into the room. Avoid these if possible, or just take a nap. What's better? A place that absorbs sound and where nothing gets in from the outside. Rooms with carpets and walls that absorb sound are a good starting point, and the smaller the better. Once you have a better sound environment, you might find that the situation has improved so much that you can easily participate. But if you still have problems, there are other solutions. You can ask to be as near as possible to the speaker or moderator. A helpful technique is to request that questions be rephrased. Although this might hinder spontaneity, it really does enhance communications. Page 3, if you're still having trouble, propose that the chapter purchase a portable PA system, or if you can, donate it yourself. I've often heard that everyone benefits, and you're getting what you need. In a small room, a battery-powered PA system is quite effective, and there might be an old boombox gathering dust that can work. In addition, they come in handy at outdoor picnics. A wireless microphone for this system is helpful because it can be passed around, so everyone is audible. If your chapter has 3 or 4 hard-of-hearing members, or you're still not happy with how well you can participate, consider an assistive listening system. The idea here is to connect a microphone to a transmitter whose signal is picked up by a number of receivers. Typically, infrared or FM techniques are used, but there are induction systems to be used with T-coils and hearing aids. And don't forget to request an assistive listening receiver at CCB and ACB conventions and insist that it work. If you expect trouble participating in committee meetings, be sure to bring your wireless microphone so it can be given to whoever is talking. There are also conference microphones which are placed in the middle of a table. To summarize, noisy environments can make it impossible for hard-of-hearing people to communicate. If you're one of them, you need to advocate for yourself. You can quiet noisy surroundings by avoiding restaurants and rooms without carpets or that have reflecting walls. You can also work to get near a speaker or moderator or purchase a portable PA or assistive listening system. In closing, let me remind you that ACB's contact information has changed. The mailing address is now American Council of the Blind, 2200 Wilson Boulevard, Suite 216, Arlington, Virginia, 22201. The local phone 202-467-5081 and toll-free 800-424-8666 numbers remain the same, but the fax number is now 703-465-5085.